Burst proudly presents a new play produced by Tom Bennett. Brave Georgina is the first play written for radio by Matthew Friday. It tells the story of a young Guatemalan woman who lives on the edge of poverty in the rundown suburbs of Guatemala City. First, we offer a short interview with Matthew, who is a third-year undergraduate scriptwriter at Bournemouth Media School, speaking about why he wrote Brave Georgina and what he hoped the play would achieve. Tom Bennett first asked where the story of Brave Georgina originated.
I found an article in The Guardian that detailed a rather brief report on young women that have to sell their babies in Guatemala to America, Europe, other Western countries. And it occurred to me then that this kind of deeply sad story needed further dramatisation. The journalist did a very good job in broadening the subject and in making it relatable to British audiences, but I thought it deserved more than that. It went only halfway to what it deserved to be. And after all, it was a sad story. 18, 19-year-old girls forced to sell their babies because their husbands can't afford to support them or because their husbands don't want to support them. And, I think also that British audiences, especially perhaps British audiences, we forget that there is a wider world out there and there are so many bigger, tragic issues that in comparison to our problems, just they overshadow them. And I think they need dramatisation sometimes. I suppose I hope that people become just slightly more aware of wider cultures, wider issues, but at the same time, and this is probably the point behind it, realise that it doesn't really matter where you are in the world, Guatemala, England, Kenya, there are similar problems that surround us all. The issue of parenting, of caring for your children, of doing things against your wishes. I mean, these cross cultures, they cross boundaries. And it's just trying to broaden that and to break down boundaries of nation states a little. Well, I'm very happy with the finished product. There's a great actress that really, I mean, she, to be fair, I think she did a much better performance than I felt that I wrote. It really comes off the page. And now I'm pleased with the emotion behind it, and that was important. It had to be more about the emotion of a mother than the culture of Guatemala, because it really has to cross into the mothers and the fathers listening in England. And hopefully it's going to be one of a number of future plays which voice the concerns of ordinary people in completely different cultures and illustrate that people in different cultures are just the same as us, and that different cultures, that's a positive factor, but it's not something that should make us wary of these people, because they're exactly the same, they have the same problems.
The women of Guatemala don't deserve babies, the man on the radio said. Because we sell them to strangers. What is it? Oh, yes. Whores of the hills.
We present Brave Georgina by Matthew Friday.
Dear baby, Gabriella, you had such a sweet little smile. That was your father's smile, Julian. You were such a good baby. So bright, your eyes. Glistening beads. I would hold you when the rains came down from the mountains and the roads were thick swamps. Then I'd tell you stories about the old Mayans, about the white god and his boat of snake scales, and of the ages of the sun. Oh, little Gabriella, you knew. You could hear me. But it was not to be, Gabriella. You were taken from me when you were born 7 years ago. Before I had a chance to hold you, or kiss you, or tell you all the tragedies of our people. You see, in Guatemala, your home country, we make money by selling our babies. We sell them to rich couples in the United States, where you live now, and we never see them again. Your father worked with trucks, hauling gum and tobacco all over Guatemala. 12 hours a day, away for 6 days at a time, just so we could eat and not starve and beg like half of Guatemala City. We were lucky. Your father worked and kept us from the shanty town. So when he came home, and I told him I was pregnant, I wasn't surprised as he sat down with his balding head in his hands and swearing at our dog for barking.
I cannot work anymore, Georgina. You hear me? You hear me? There is no work! They're getting rid of drivers! 3 today, you hear me? There was fighting at the depot. One driver was hurt, really hurt, and he has 4 children.
But I was not going to have an abortion. We are Catholic. Strangling chickens makes me cry. Mr. Andreas, our neighbour, does it for a favour. He's blind, but his hands are so strong. Your father grew mad. He shouted and swore and tore out his hair.
You trying to ruin me?
No.
You trying to make a beggar of me?
No.
You want to live like the Indians? You want to eat monkeys and sell jaguar pelts for a quetzal, eh?
I got upset. Your father had a temper, especially when he got drunk. Your father took us to Campero. That's like fried chicken. Only no straws, and they pay Indian boys 3 quetzals, a dollar, to cook the chips.
I have a plan, Georgina.
Sid. Sucking a thick, gummy milkshake of his fingers.
Have the baby.
Oh, thank you.
But
he looked up at me.
We sell it.
No, never, never.
We sell to the Americans. They will give us 4,000 quetzales. We can go on holiday. Mexico. Buy a car.
Not Julian. How can you ask me, Julian? How?
Your mama can get new teeth. Your papa new glasses. I know a lawyer. It will help. Very cheap.
I was so angry and hurt. Your father touting for the highest bidder in a city of thieves and drug barons. Then he got mad again. Only worse this time. His face was so red. I swear, I thought it would burst. I was so embarrassed. It was lunch hour. Everyone was watching. He swore so much, the manager asked us to leave. I knew everyone was talking about us over their gummy milkshakes.
Hey,
being outside didn't help.
I can make you do it. It will be so easy, Georgina. You want me to spend my whole life all in gum, eh?
It's my body, my choice.
And it's my choice not to die sleeping at the wheel. Or be beaten for my money on payday.
I said, it's awful, terrible, Gabriella. I said, I wished your father was dead for wanting me to kill my baby. Your father pinned me up against the window. I remember seeing reflected in his glasses the slogan of the restaurant. Eat well, live well. It was then that another trucker intervened.
Julian, you're too rough. Leave her. Yeah, come on.
Your father hit her.
Stop it! Stop it!
He fell to the floor. His face thick with blood. The restaurant manager rushed out and shouted for the police. Julian was going to make it worse for us.
I'll do it! I'll do it!
So we went to see Signor Portillo. He's the cheapest lawyer in our zone. His office is above a sauna where the local politicians go. His room is very hot and sweaty. The floor is slippery and the walls drip constantly. Signor Portillo sat in a string vest, sweating and smoking thick cigars. His dark, dank hair hung around his face. The whole room stank of sweat.
You listen, Signora.
He leant near me, huffing his foul breath over me.
You listen and you do not speak. Yes?
He winked at your father. Your father smiled. I hated him at that moment, Gabriella.
You have no choice, Signora. No option. Women have no choice. That is Guatemala, yes? My friend Julian here works hard. Very hard. And what happens to him? What thanks does he get for driving through the mountains when the rivers are high? Fighting other drivers for work? For risking prison by selling ocelot furs?
That was Signor Portillo's fist. Slamming down. Again. And again.
He gets stabbed in the back. By his love. By his life. Can I let this happen? Am I a friend, I ask you? No. Do not answer.
He walked around the room, shouting and ranting, hitting the table. I was caught between two horrid men. I tried saying no, sticking up for myself, but it was useless. So I cried, and Signor Portillo smiled.
Don't cry, Georgina. You'd love the best of everything over there. Education, sport, money. The Americans have so much. Really, it would be cruel to keep it here. So very cruel.
Signor Portillo puffed out more satisfied smoke rings. He offered your father a cigar. He had never smoked one in his life. Today, he took one. I was moved to a neighbouring zone, a place of gangs and crime. Every night, another murder. I was kept in one room. No sheets on the bed. A bucket in the corner. The window cracked. Lizards scuttled over the cold floor. I cried all day and all night for 2 long months. I couldn't see no one, go nowhere. They thought I might escape, run up to another zone where your grandmama lives. When the time came to give birth to you, the doctor was called for. It was Dr. Mendoza. He was a friend of your grandmama's. A kind man. He had very soft hands. A voice that could lull the bats to sleep.
Hush, my brave Georgina. Be still. Be still. I promise no pain, no pain. I promise the child will go nowhere. Yes? Trust Dr. Mendoza. He takes care of you. Your mama knows. She trusts me.
I trusted him. So I let him give me the painkillers. 2 days later, I awoke. I was no longer pregnant. I had no memory of the last 2 days. I looked down and saw the dried blood. There were lizards there. But my baby wasn't. They had taken the baby. They had left a letter. It said, "She will be loved." Mama had it. She had come. Your grandmama came with me 2 hours after I came home. I got my things and left. I left your father. I left a note. "You will not be loved." I went to live with grandmama in another zone, the other side of Guatemala City. Mother found me San Adriana. He worked for Casa Alianza.
You like my office, Georgina? Ah, the smell, yes. Clean pine. And air conditioning, all from moral money. Not many lawyers can say that.
Senor Triana helped street kids, but because Grandmama helped his wife with a birth, he said he would represent us. He didn't smoke. He offered me a glass of cola and held my hand when I told him my story.
I can help, but you must realize that it may take a long time. Maybe too long.
I can wait. Waiting is not a problem, Senor Triana.
There are papers, you see, and I will have to ask for favors. It will not be easy.
I offered him money. Anything, in fact, just to see you again.
No, my dear. You misunderstand me. I am not trying to trick you. But you must understand that it is very difficult. The trying may not be enough. That you might not... No, probably will not ever see your Gabriella again.
Senor Triana put us in contact with a group. Association. We met in a cafe in Zornwood. On the corners, guards with shotguns. The dirty streets are rife with crime. About 100 of us were there. 100 women. And they are only those who are strong enough or able to defy their husbands. 100 women, all laughing and occasionally crying. Because when you tell someone your story, you cry. And then they cry when they tell their story. And soon, we are all crying. It is good. We feel so much better. For the first time, we have someone who understands. But I say women. There were men too. Single fathers like Senor Tobar and Senor Moriana, and mothers like Senora Cabale.
There was nothing I could do about it. Getting mad only meant they'd beat us. I had no money to buy back my daughter. No possessions worth out. Go on the game, they said. But no one would want us. I'm too old.
My neighbour used to look after my son when I was working. But one day my son didn't come back. I went for him. But my neighbour shouted out. The police came and took him away. My neighbour said my son had marks on him. Like he'd been beaten. This meant he could keep my son, but rather than keep him, he sold him and then moved.
All my days travelling up and down Guatemala City on the buses looking for my son. So many children, you know, so many on the streets. They all look the same, lost, forgotten.
2 years we waited. 2 years we went every week to the meetings, crying and laughing. For 2 years we hoped and helped each other. Your father found me, said he had changed his ways. But so had I. I was going on holiday.
Holiday? You sleeping with some rich criminal, eh?
Laughed so much he blushed and walked away.
No! I'm going to America.
I never saw your father again. I never knew someone could have so much. The only people with a pool in Guatemala were the really bad men. The only people with cars and washing machines and cabins in the mountain and home cinemas were the really bad men. But these weren't really bad men. These were Americans. You ask me what I expected, Gabriella. And I say, nothing. I had no idea of what America is like. Sure, we see the movies. But I'm not stupid. That is not America. And yet, compared to Guatemala City, it is. Because only people in the movies have hot water all year round. And can walk the streets in the evening and go to restaurants without being mugged.
You could have toys without having to have sex to buy them. You could walk in a great big garden. Have nice little friends. And tea parties. I did you. I'd never seen you, but you look just like Grandmama. I cried when I saw you, when I reached out for you, and you hid behind your American mother. In the end, you came to me and gave me a hug. I gave you up. I gave you to the movie couple. Now you are older. I hope this letter explains everything to you. Perhaps one day you will understand why.
Gabby! Darling!
I still love you.
Sit down!
Oh, be careful by the pool! Gabby, darling, come in now. It's supper time.
Yeah! Every day I think of you. I am being brave. You must be brave. We must all be brave.
In Brave Georgina by Matthew Friday, Georgina was played by Erin Brody. Julian was Richie Zealand. Senor Portillo, Andrew Piper. And Dr. Mendoza was Andrew McBain. Senor Triana was Nigel Lister. Senor Tobar, Oliver Lasua. Senora Gabali, Devon Black. Senor Mariano, Sean McLaughlin. And the American mother was Andrea Harris. Technical assistance was by Christopher Hogg. And the producer was Tom Bennett.